As you're going to complete Simchas Yudeis today, that is Hashem. Ratzif Yudalad, we have the last three seifim, a relatively simple seifim, but Agav Chidushim. Again, as I mentioned last week, the simanim on Atiyasakam Bishalakam have many kulites, because the Yisurim are what we call the Yisurim Kalim, a more lenient type of Yisur Rabbanan. And we continue to list a series of kulites that apply uniquely to Atiyasakam or Bishalakam. The difference between Bishul and Afiyah is that Afiyah applies only to food that, quote, Yikava alai su'udah v'varach alai. Afiyah zakum applies specifically to pas, something which if you'd be kadeh su'udah on, you would betch. On that is this Afiyah zakum, and Bishul is on anything else. There's a kula of pas zakum that a palter is mutter, which doesn't apply to Bishul, and there are numerous kulis and bishul, in our shulch malachim, nechol kamashul chai, there are many kulis and bishul which don't apply to afiyah. Each one has its own, generally bishul is more kal, except for the one thing that by pas it'll make my pas halter. We're going to learn that today in the Hashem. The reason of chastus is by both, but by bishul is the second reason which we'll get.
Did you say Xavier instituted at the same time?
We're going to learn about that as well, hopefully.
Cooking the cholesterol, then the bacon.
In certain cases, there are more exceptions to cooking. Bishul has coolers, but Afiyah doesn't have. I said Pas has a cooler, Pas Palter. The other way, there's the Heter of Ein El Shulchan Malachim. Well, if a donut, it's a funny thing. If you take a donut, if a donut is considered Bishul, then you could maybe be matir at Ein El Shulchan Malachim. If a donor is considered afiyah, then the kula is pas palter, which is not as lechatzchila a kula. On the other hand, if you consider a donor an Israel El Shulchan Malachim, then it's a chumrah for it to be bishul, because then by bishul there's no heter. A bagel, I mentioned last time that a bagel, when they cook it, it just gets a skin. It's not edible. It's thrown into a vat of hot water just for a few seconds, and it forms a thin membrane of not a crust, but basically what it is, it doesn't rise afterwards. I'm guessing that it kills the bacteria that caused those to rise. So then when you cook it, the inside stays tough because it tries to rise, it can't rise. So it stays, if you look at the inside of a bagel, it's like if you take a roll and put it into a compactor. So that's what the inside of a bagel is. What? They bake it, they put an oven and bake it normally, yeah. If you go to a bagel bakery, you'll see this big, usually a big vat of hot water, and right next to the oven, they throw it in and
wake. That most bakeries do not make bagels the way I used to know them to be made. They make bagels they like this way.
No, I don't understand. Most places, they don't make potato chips like they used to when I was a kid. When I was a kid, they had just
bagels.
Potato chips and bagels.
Why?
Well, it's a big job. You have to cook it and bake. Pizza. They forgot how to make pizza. As a kid, I liked pizza. And nowadays, the pizza's terrible. Oily and spicy. Well, then the rest I said was a tea. There is a difference. It's true. Okay, there is a third series of differences. One difference is Paspalt is a Kula by Pas. Another thing is the exceptions of Ein El Shulchan Malachim, which is a Kula by Bishul. Then we're going to have to see by Pas, you are makel on any amount of participation of a yid, even if it's just the residual heat of yesterday's, of the oven from yesterday, which we don't have that degree of Kula by Bishul. Now we'll get to that. I sit your dollars. Kutach. Kutach. Kutach show the kachav. The word kutach refers to a dip mentioned often in Shas. What's so special about kutach that it's mentioned in Shas so often? The answer is, what's special about kutach? It had in it three ingredients which have halachic ramifications. So it's mentioned in Pesachim because it had bread in it. It's mentioned legabe cholav akol because it had hardened curds of milk in it, and it's mentioned legabe had a lot of salt in it. It's mentioned legabe the idea of maliach hariyuk and mavushal because it's a very salty thing. So it happens to be mentioned a lot. Shas, that's the cholav is used a lot.
Cholav.
Okay, so the cholav. Here we're talking in regard to the bread that's in it. Kutach shel oidei kechav and butter. They choshishin lepas oidei kechav v'shabayim. It's a kula, because pasakol, if it's a chesed yisura, if afterwards you crumble it into this kutach, it should answer. So we're saying here that it's not that way, and that pasakol has this kula that it's bottle, doesn't be shishin, it's actually bottle barayim. No, you don't cook it again. You just crumble it together. There's no problem. Doesn't matter what the bread is made of. It's irrelevant. It doesn't change. It's a mixture. Imagine your house. You take some ingredients. You make a dip. The bread that you crumble into it, it doesn't matter if it's pastako or not. It becomes more. It's fucking right. The chayma kol makay shadisarav a pashal edik yechavim b'shar maichol fucking right. May belach may be yavish. Any time that pasakum is disarayed, it's bottle barayim. Normally you need bittle b'shishim, where it gives taste, it's a mimbein and unite. Normally you need 60 times as much. I'll tell you, somebody would take a piece of treifus and break it into a mixture, you need 60 times. And pasakum will make a barayim. Aval osa laharev kidei laichlai. But osa laharev kidei laichlai, which means same about with this lochatchila. But once it's mixed, it's bottle barayim. Kula and pasakum cooking is irrelevant. It's already baked. The pasakum which is baked is different. No, that's not true because lach balach oysters she should be baked. I mean, even if you don't cook it, if you were to take a mixture of liquids and mix them, you would also need shisha. Kemach the kemach also needs shisha. This is a kutach. It's a dip, so it has a mixture of many things. It's nice and calm. And apple pecan, it needs only rice.
Then
it would certainly be. Bimbim minai certainly is bakal barai. But even the bain, I mean, I guess. Now, yeah, there are no kashrus issues. This is all talking when there were no kashrus issues. Today, with the kashrus issues of bread, there would be the other issues which would be I don't know where it could has potential to be used. I can't think of an application of it. What it does come up is something that the Shachan Taz talk about. The case they're talking about is not Shkiach either. However, Agav, it's an interesting idea. Presumably, the person is getting this kutach from a guy. And we're worried about pasakum. We say, don't worry. Now, what about the cholav akum that's in it? What about the milk, the product, the curds that are in the kutach? So, Shachov Beis writes very briefly, Ein lochosh v'cholav shayda kechad, v'kid kosu ha'prisha, v'abat v'shem ha'shal, ha'im shal, v'chenim shu'vus mev Rittenberg, v'os prag, v'anak comes to this. He just says, don't worry about a cholav akum in this particular mixture. He doesn't say why not. The Taz, in Tess, discusses why not. And Agav, we're going to see an interesting chiddush here in the Taz. A Taz test. Echoshishin lepas. There ain't less of Mishul cholav shalad echichav. And there's no reason to say that there should be answer because of the milk of a guy. Ki cholav tamei einay oimei. Because this is made of the curds of the milk. And milk that comes from a non-kosher animal does not curdle. It doesn't turn into curd. Dim noima. If you're going to say still, ma'ad misyubei dechalva ikabai, you say no. Maybe it was made out of cow's milk, which had a mixture of non-kosher milk in it. And indeed, the part that curd, that curdled is dafka from being cow. But there is yubei dechalva, there are still drips of milk there. But that is bottled the right, it's a miyut. And it's bottled in the yutai shayim or a but mix. Now, what about chema? Butter, you also cannot make butter from milk of non-kosher animals. So, by milk, Shulchan Aruch brings two minhagim. It brings that those who hold that by milk there is no problem of Chol Yisrael, chema, but by butter there is no problem. And there are those that hold that by butter there is. Why should there be a problem? The same thing, the shubi dechalba, maybe in the butter, now our butter is blended so that it's all uniform, but that butter could have in it drops of milk, so they were machmirim. She says, Eina daima lechem and simchadol she'ina mo'urim ba, akal l'shem ha'shal drisha, u'merichami zal hediyah. So they are all makel l'gabe this, they say butter is different, butter could be mixed in, butter there could be drops of milk, which are eina mo'urim ba, which are bigger. But the kutach, you could be medical.
Why would not people that make the kutani,
from an animal that had a hole in the lung? The reason that we're why do we drink milk? Maybe the milk came from a treif animal. So we have a Kabbalah that right behind the same treif. It's the Yeshua Levara. So if I can, so you're asking that nowadays we know when we shut the animals, we only get between a third and between 33-40% that are kosher, and there's no right. But it's just the opposite. They once asked the Brisker Rav, how come you stole machmer on the matzahs? The Beis HaLevi was the Yezeda, wasn't stole machmer. The answer is the Beis HaLevi was Tik Tavacha. He knew the din. So he knew that these matzahs are good, and it's fine. Just as the Torahs get weaker, we don't know. So we're machmer on anything that we're specific about, and we end up being machmer so much. The same thing with the lungs of animals. Right animals don't die within the air. And the right animals, ksheres, have we have such a kabbalah, right? Behave the same trait. When we shach, we only end up with 33-40% that we accept as kosher.
Miglat, right?
So, yeah. So the answer is because we're not the kiyim. Anytime there's any imperfection on the lung, we're machner. Stomach problems. The stomach issues. It's not an injection, it's a surgery, which is done. It's true. There's a surgery which is done on the cows, which the sack of the kashrus hasherim is to be makel on. There is a tzak to be machmer, and that's the Chol Yisrael. He doesn't use those cows that had the surgery. Non-Chol Yisrael has an additional factor in non-Chol Yisrael. In addition to the Chol Yisrael and the Chol Yisrael issue, which is certainly our malis lachlahakel, there is the additional factor that they're not machmer on the trachis issue of the cows that have the surgery, and certainly an extra reason to be mahadir on Chol Yisrael. What? Say, besides the Chol Yisrael Hostam issue, which existed for since Rabbi Shitrut 50 years ago, there's the newer issue, which is the surgery issue.
Why is there a problem in
the way the surgery is done involves a hole in the stomach that may, according to some opinions, may render the animal a trait.
Yeah, they make a hole, don't they? Steal a hole?
Yeah, we'll learn how to trait for some other time.
What does kacha on the stomach milk? What does it do?
Excuse me?
Does kacha on you on the stomach milk?
What is the hechsher? I don't know what the OU means on milk. I have no idea. What does OU mean on milk? What do they do when they go in?
They're not
fixing milk.
Huh?
lanolin. Yeah. You know, use careful. Oh, so he's adding though. Use careful. The vitamin E milk sometimes is made from lanolin. Lanolin is a question of Eved Menachai. Lanolin comes from the wool of the sheep. The fat, which is in the wool of the sheep, and they make lanolin from that, which is put into vitamin D. And I guess there's a shallow that's Eved Menachai, because it's not actually sweat. It's might be sweat, but it's more it's the fat. That comes out of the sheep. That's something that they're not good on. But at any rate, I wanted to see the Taz's opinion here. I believe there, Hakata there. Now the Taz says here in the second line, and as I said, Agav, this is an interesting thing. An interesting kula. It's like Maran Malkin to know. Beli Hakata Dira Tabua. Hey, Chama, this you be the Chalba Bakal Bibi. It says, how could we say that these drops of milk are bottled. Harmino pesh resh perik eloiven. Kutachabavli the tate nesalev bishum nesume the chal b'shabay. It says that kutachabavli, which a person eats and has the non kosher nesume the chalva drops of milk in it from a non kosher source, I'm betamtim the heart. Betamtim is halev. You know that non kosher food is considered to be betamtim halev. The e have a bottle, why have a betamtim? And if something is bottled, then it's not betamtim as halev. So it must be that it's not bottled. This is the kasha that the Taz asks. The soon, the second proof, the behegi is of the perikim amidim, the Gemara says, b'chaylai v'kimcha, now kimcha is Aramaic for kuzach, b'chaylai, if someone, if a guy milks an animal, l'kimcha, to use for kimcha, v'hu kuzach, which is the same as kuzach, hachal of aser, that milk is aser. Why don't we sell, if he's milking it for kutach, and non-kosher milk doesn't curdle, so it should be mutter. So this is the reason that the Taz argues, and the Taz says that Kutach is awesome. And he adds, so what's Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? He says, in the earlier society, divide the Kutach on the Kachavim Asim. Elakad Mayri, Shanasa Behechshir, Shisrael Ayayu. Here was made with kosher milk. And you saw the kutach being made. Elashay, the kachavim nasa sham pas shalai. If the guy put in pas akum, then he was ever shamisa pas shalai. The kachavim came here as psyche pas. It's telling you that we know the chalav is mutter. So the shach held, we're talking, even if you don't know the chalav is mutter. The taz holds, no. It must be we know the chalav is mutter, otherwise it's aser, as is mashma from the Gemara. Now, how would the shach answer that? So we wouldn't know how the Shach answers that, except that the Kudus HaKesef here on the side, the Shach wrote notes to the Taz. The Shach and Taz were contemporaries, and after the Taz was printed, the Shach had the opportunity to get the last word in, and sometimes his son wrote portions of Kudus HaKesef to answer the Taz, but the Shach disagrees. On rare occasion, the side Hagoyes Hataz, where the Taz actually replied and got it to the printer in time to get into the Shulchan Aruch as well. Now,
what?
Which Staff Akron? Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. The Kutach Hakesser says that the recipe for Kutach HaBavli changed from the time of the Gemara to the time of the, was in contemporary times. Says that it changed. The way Kutach HaBavli was made at the time of the Gemara, the drops of milk could remain in them. It was thinner. And the Kutach HaBavli was made in time of the Shach was thicker, sort of like our butter. In our butter, there's no chashash that drops of milk in it that are still visible. There's certainly no drops of milk. In time of the Gemara, there weren't issue with the Chalvani because you could see little drops of droplets of milk in the butter. So that's something which changed. And that's how the Shach is. It comes out that the Shach doesn't argue in the lumpness of the Taz. He just says we're talking about two different products. The Taz is like the lumpness of the Beis Medrash, who never saw the thing. is paskini for what it says in the books. And the Shah says, I saw it. I saw the kutach, and the kutach nowadays, there can't be drops of milk there because of the way it's manufactured, that it has no drops of milk. There is a product today which is used for infants that are unable to digest properly. There is a formula, maybe some of you remember the name, I forget the name, a formula which is specifically designed for infants who cannot digest food properly. The stomach is not yet producing enzymes which are needed in digestion. And the product, as it's made today, uses the digestive, the gastric juices of swine. They don't want to write pig on it, so they write swine,
of course,
which I think is the same as Kaiser. And a lot of parents prefer not to feed that to their children. For a period of time, the same product was manufactured in Canada, made with gastric juices from cattle, which although they weren't shechted, were somehow more acceptable than the gastric juices of swine. Today, my understanding is that no longer is the case, and that it's made everywhere from the gastric juices of the swine. Now, this product, this ingredient, this buckle b'shishim in the taruvis, it's not aviva l'taima, it's not put in for taste, it's put in for its chemical properties, and it's buckle because the formula is basically formula that every child needs, and this is just put in to help with the digestion. It's buckle b'shishim. Now, parents are sometimes asked, if it's buckle b'shishim still, is it mitate b'salei? We know that that non-kosher product, we have a kabbalah mitate b'salei that they cause the person to be affected by eating of non-kosher. The Ma'ariv Malkut for this is this Taz. The Taz here said in the beginning of the narrow lines, the first narrow line, he said, it must be that the milk in the kutach is that bottle. Because you have a bottle, why have a metamte? He says, the feirish, because if the milk would be bottled in the taruvis, why have a metamte? It would not be metamte, that's alay. So it's clear from the Taz that where, in fact, the treifis is bottled, where it no longer is asa. So not only is it bottled, but it's also ain't a metamte, that's alay. Nevela not? I'm not familiar with that. Okay. Is that so? It's a Chuvis Chassam Sefer. It's one of the most famous of his Chuvis. Chassam Sefer has a Chuva regarding a child that was Layalenu, a retarded child. And the only hope for the child ever to develop was to send him to some boarding school in Berlin, where or Vienna, I don't remember, where they would hopefully train him. And the catch was that at the school, the way they worked, the child had to eat there, he had to be part of that group there, and he would have to eat traces. And some people was asked whether that was permissible to send the child there. So it's a very interesting tshuva there, because some Sefer writes in the tshuva that it's okay. Up he did. To send him, he's a shaita, doesn't have a din of a gadol, he's a katan, and you're allowed to send him there. But he writes at the end that even though it's mutter, the tshuva is a long tshuva, it's many paragraphs, but in the last paragraph he writes, in La Tzasi Tishma, if you want my Eitza, I would refrain. Mutar she'yeh shaita kol yomav, and he shouldn't eat treifis and become someone who is betamtim as halev, and it'll affect him. Apparently, the subsaita held that even though there's a heter, which is Tshuva says it's mutar, it's still betamtim as halev, which is not really a contradiction to this task. Because there is a heter, but the machol is still machol es asuras. But there's a heter. In the case of Bittul, it's not machol es asuras. Now, Rav Moshe has a follow-up on this Tshuva Chassam Sefer, we agrees. If I remember correctly, Ramesha makes a distinction, though. The Chavseb was talking about someone who, even after he would go to this school, would never achieve the day of a 13-year-old. So this would help to get him from a child who was incapable of taking care of himself at all to the mentality of maybe a 10-year-old or so. So there, the Chavseb says, Mutav Shiyeh Shaita Kol Yamah. Ramesha, as I recall, I believe this is what he writes, that however, when you have somebody who has a deep cut, and by going to such an institution, could potentially become a bar mitzvah, somebody who's mechuyev a mitzvah, would attain the mental abilities of a 13-year-old. So there, Ramesha says that there's no mutav shiyeh shaita kol yamah, because there, by going to the school, he'll be able to be mekayim mitzvahs, which otherwise will never become a bar mitzvah, will never become a chayyim mitzvah. And if I recall correctly, Ramesha writes, let's take a look, something to this effect, this type of a filling. But anyway, that's Agava. But the point I wanted to make was the Taz's words, which are, ye have a bottle, why have a metate? Those words, which the Shach apparently doesn't disagree with, you have a bottle, you have a guitar tape. It's the type of thing which, if you look for it, you never find it. Because you're looking, where's it talking about Timtum Halev? You never look in Achiyas Akum in the middle of the long tag. But this is here, it's the line is here, and I don't know if you remember it. Yeah, the Beis Sosva seems to hold that way. The Beis Sosva holds that the Soviet bottle of Shish of Adarabba, it's the Shish of Mitaru. Okay, so much for this Greek. Another kula here in Pitzchei Tshuva Hei. Pitzchei Tshuva Hei, about the Barai, I choose to confess to the Kufash Kosmazai, people God, they might hold this, I was just about to say there. I guess you've got to turn the page back to the last page anyway. Say the Shlishi, I'd love a Dai, Shkosim Stavra. I hear this. The Pas Oide Techonim. Top line of the last page, in the Pitzchei Tshuva. Pas Oide Kechad, Ubishulei Oide Kechad, Bechema Shalahem. These three products, Pas Akum, Bishul Akum, and Chema Shalahem, and the butter of a guy, all these things which are, just put it this way, all these three products, Shadis Arev Lepachasei Rai, the Nasar, it fell into a mixture, and it wasn't right, let's say it was right, the non-good, and me was the acceptable product. The achakach dafel l'tavshel acher, and then it fell into another pot. Ein oimer by chanan. Chanan is an abbreviation for chaticha das nevela. We don't say chaticha das nevela. Afakad v'shari siri d'abon, and I'm bringing this oimer chaticha das nevela. We don't say chaticha das nevela. Chaticha das nevela means the following. If a person had cooked, let's say, a chicken soup, and she finds out the chicken was trashed. Now the chicken soup is almost all chicken, let's say it's a vegetable soup with a piece of chicken in it. So perhaps in the pot, the chicken is a quarter, 25% of the mixture, and 75% of vegetables. Then he takes 5 ounces of this vegetable soup and he pours it into into another pot of kosher food. The question now becomes: do you need to be bottled with shishim in this traces 60 times the 5 ounces which are put in, which is 300 ounces? You're not going to have that. Or should we say no? You put in 5 ounces of tray for soup, but that tray for soup itself was only a quarter tray. Only 1 1/4 ounces is tray. So you only need 60 against the 1 1/4. The rule of Chaticha Das Nevela tells us that by Isser, you need 60 against the entire mixture. For us, the day Ashkenaz taught Chaticha Das Nevela by Shari Surim, by all Isurim. And therefore, you would need 60 times against the whole 5 ounces. Chaticha Das Nevela, the entire piece or the entire first mixture, all becomes treif, and therefore when it falls into a second mixture, it needs 60 against the entire mixture. So I did pass him by lach balach and vachatich hanasavela, they would be nagel. But we're back. Now this does not apply to milchix of fleishix, interestingly enough. By milchix of fleishix, it's not that way. There's a story printed about Shmuel Masalat, that there was a wedding in Yerushalayim, and the only thing they were serving at the wedding was soup. Soup was the dish at the wedding. This is Yerushalayim 90 years ago. So, what? It couldn't be the way the story goes. The way the story is printed, during the chuppah, they had this big pot of soup, and there was a yid. His job was to stir it so it shouldn't burn. He was standing there stirring it, and he wanted to go to the chuppah. So he called in a child to stir the soup while he ran to see the chuppah. And this child apparently had ice cream. Now, that they had ice cream in the time of Shmuel Salant, I wasn't aware. So he had some ice cream, and as he was mixing the soup, the ice cream was dripping into the chicken soup. And it became a whole tumult by the wedding. And the story is made dramatic that Shmuel Salant entered the shayla and he disappeared. And they didn't know what happened. They thought he didn't want to share the simcha. Then he came back later and he said, no, it's okay, it's mutter. Where did he go? So he is that he went to the manufacturer of the ice cream and he asked him to let him know how much milk is in the ice cream and how much water, how much he mixes, because apparently there was no 60 in the pot of soup against the whole ice cream cone or the amount that dripped in, but there was 60 against the percentage of it.
With a small
what he found out was that the ice cream was, let's say, 50% milk. And there was shishim against the 50% milk, shabai, and therefore it was mutter. Now the reason for that story, we don't pass it from stories, but the story is halakhically accurate. Why don't we say the 60 against the whole ice cream with all the sugar and everything else as well? Now the answer is that chaticha nas nevela is only by iser, by shar isurim, by iser. By heter, we do not say chaticha nas nevela. Which means that if somebody has a mixture and some of that mixture of fleishix falls into milchix or the reverse, you would measure only against what we call the shir hamaduma, the amount that's there, and you divide or upon held. He says in Peshendin and Siv that you can't count water. If you have a chicken soup, you say the chicken soup is mostly water, so the shir hamaduma. So water, which is tasteless, doesn't go into the cheshbon of shiyam adumah. But if you have a soup, which is 50% chicken, 50% vegetables, so that chicken soup, if it falls into something milchik, would only be kashiyam adumah, would only be 50% shabbat. The water is, however, by iser, the water prior to the cooking. So the by isurim, though, we say chadad, we say chatichadas neveila, and therefore it asks. Says this Tishrei Tshuva that by Bishul Akum, Athiyas Akum, Chemas Akum, by the three Yisurim Kalim, we're Mako, that we do not say Chatikha Nasa Neveva. So that if you have a mixture and there's butter, there's Cholav, let's say someone's Machmir Cholav Akum, and he finds that he used a product which had Cholav Akum in it, and he put it into his whatever it was, and you have some soup cubes, condensed soup, not chicken soup, obviously. Bouillon cubes of some sort, which people have called, which have milchix in them. And people tell me it's like for yidden, they feel that it's like what they eat here, because we generally have soup with fleishix. And people have called into shiloh with these bouillon cubes where it has milchix in it, and they've already, so one case they added it to chicken soup to add taste to it, to their chicken soup, or other cases.
It
says theory, but that's why they realized later, but they bought it assuming
the whole thing.
No, it could be a big lie. They just assume. Why do you have to assume I'm making fun of the Heksher? I don't know. So what we did, we try to find out what amount of it is milliken. You don't need shishim against the whole thing. You need shishim against the milk shavai, and find out how much milk is in it. Usually you have shishim kineged the milk shavai. Okay, what? If it's part of the shishim, can you have some? Yeah, but you have some. We're having a list of things that we're making on Pasakur. Just like the Mechaber said that we don't need Shishim, it's possible, right? He said, you don't take a Tichadas to them. A Sif Tezva. Formula. Formula. The baby needs formula to live on. But these juices are put in to make the formula sort of self-digesting. When you eat, you have gastric juices in your stomach. Those gastric juices are less than a 60th of the food you eat. I got to get an ulcer. It was a small amount of sister's blood. The mixture. You're not permitted to make kutak with achila with pasakum. In order to eat the kutak. You can't take them. No, but it's also to put in pasakum into kutak with achila kidei loyachlai. You could do it kidei loyachlai the guy. You can't do it kidei loyachlai. Sif tezva. Misha nizabe pasem kichavim mutalecho bekaira. Normally, if you're eating flesh and stop eating milafix, we're not allowed to eat from the same plate. We have to have some simit, some hekin. But by pasakum, we're not machbir. The apafi shema'ad pasay v'kechav v'sar v'pas Yisrael, the crumbs shetam pasay v'kechav v'sar v'pas Yisrael, even though it may be hot, and blias may be besaris, we're not machbir on this particular issa. For the blias and the cliche. Yes, Shabbat. The mishan is of the pashal ayvik echadim va'echel him acherim she'eva mizharim mutur lechol imahem b'shem eva v'ketatam. Now this is reminiscent of something we had last week. Last week we had that if you have a guest who comes to your home and he brings this paspalter, that you're permitted to eat it together with him. There, it's a yachid and a yachid. Normally, two people sit down, a yachid and a yachid. I don't have a hetzer if I'm a host, and he's my guest, so we set a hetzer. Here, we're talking.
One, but the whole family can come. The host can eat, and the whole family can eat it with him?
The whole family can eat it with him.
You said one and one.
Right.
No,
but even one and one. But here. It's used our last bread that he brought. You're sitting with the rabbim she'enam nisharim. You're eating. You're sitting down to a meal, and there are a number of people around the table that are mekel paspalter, and you're machmir. So you're allowed to be mekel mishum eva viktata. We know that Jews don't like when someone sits with them and is more machmir than them. It's sort of a better than you type of a thing. It brings out hard feelings, eva viktata, and therefore it's mutter. If he's not going to eat bread, which is the main part of the meal, now here it's a great heter. All I got to do is sit down with people that are more mekel than me. I'll have him make a lot of yisurim. He says, "Ain't lo may become shad yisurim." No. Don't think that we're going to stop being mekel mishameva on other yisurim. No, this is a kula here. Why here? Says the shad. What's the reason that we're mekel here? Even the chema sakum, which is more cooler than kiyos of that, the makam shereigim answer, the kil nami yisurayu, they're also cooler than yisurim. Nevertheless, they were machmir to the kamansa simikot tesvar. Dafka pas. Now listen to this reason. The dafka pas ika eva mishum da'ala lechem yichya ha'adam. Because when a person sits down to eat a meal, his primary nourishment of a meal is the bread. If there's butter on the table, you don't take butter, there's no eva. Not everyone takes butter. for bread. Bread is the main part of the meal. So therefore, by bread, you could be bagel. So as you started to say, I wonder today if bread is, if it's so, today
it's
people go.
It's still.
But in our circles, bread is not the main part of the meal. If somebody sits down and says, I don't want to wash, no one looks at him askance. Maybe on Shabbos, everyone washes. Except, of course, by bagels and a bris. I think bagels and a bris are... if you would be having, you sit down at a bris, you don't eat a bagel, then the question is, why don't you eat a bagel? Everyone has to, yeah.
So what would be the question?
What about Yosha? You're back to the Yosha. The Sechemer in the first volume has a big arichos on the title Eva. And he gives guidelines. He gives an interesting story about the Gra of all people, that the Gra was once visiting someone on Shabbos, and this person was nekel on Chazara, on putting chalent back on the stove, not in the way that was just a rice of cooking, but the person had taken it off the stove maybe Friday night and put it back without a blech in a way that was shalayal bidin, that was awesome. According to Shulchan Aruch, someone's over on Issa Chazar on Shabbos, not allowed to eat the chalim. So the Gra ate the chalim. Shem Evo Kata, they didn't want there to be ill feelings, so he ate the chalim. On Shabbos, we say he alluded to this halacha. And Shem Eva Ketata put the teeth to chalim.
Normally, that's with everybody.
Shach says it's only by bread. So he writes that chalim at a Shabbos meal is like bread by other meals. You're not going to eat the chalim, especially we're at least more wealthy people. We have other foods. Many people, all they have is the chalim. He said chalim there is like bread. The Gra was Mako on Issa Chazara, which is out of character from the way the Gra is described usually, that he was Mako. I mean, the people there were doing an Aveira. And rather than create Eva, no feelings, you would think he would pound on the table, he'd say, this is treif, and we'll teach you a lesson once and for all, you won't do this again, we'll flush it down the toilet, or whatever equivalent they had, and we'll teach you a lesson, right?
How would you feel the mice and how reliable
is it? Mr. Chemed brings, like all stories, the story itself is 100% unreliable. However, Sechemer, who was a Pesach in his own right, gives credence to such a behavior. He says he accepts such a behavior. So although the Gra is like Chosav Alei, the Gra is not signed on this, and you can't pass it from stories, no question, but you can't pass it from stories. All stories are exaggerated. And there's a longer... The more often the story is told over, the more exaggerated it is. There's once somebody published a story taken off a Navi Shir tape, a story that I told, that it happened with me. It was Rapam, really, but I was there. He published the story. So before he published it, he sent me a copy. So I asked him certain things he wrote. The story he wrote correctly, but the description of the pouring rain that happened at the time, it wasn't. I didn't say that. You know, it was like... It was made out to be more dramatic than it really was. You know, the story was true, but there's certain, they're called poetic license, they call it poetic license. So, if you ever hear stories from anyone, you should know there's poetic license, with the exception, of course, of Saturday nights where stories are told exactly as they happen.
Like the Green Book.
What?
The Green Book.
Okay. So, but generally, the stories, what? Say, what about a kiddush? Okay, but that's a hiddur, it's not a halacha. The question is, if you go to a kiddush and it's all paspalta there, whether a person can be bagel. So I guess it depends how intimate a kiddush it is. I've noticed, to my surprise, on Shabbos, we often have kiddushim down here. So during the year that I was in Avul, an Avul generally doesn't go to a kiddush unless it's for Hesia. I figured, I'm the rabbi, if I don't come down, it's for Hesia, everyone will notice. To my dismay, I realize no one notices anyway. Very often I'm answering shilas upstairs. That's how it started. Mr. Shaila is after davening upstairs till after the Kiddush was over. It was just a surprise. People would miss the Kiddush to ask a Shaila. But, and then I missed it, and nobody seemed to notice. So I realized that it's a big crowd. You know, everyone mills around. You don't catch everybody. If it's a Kiddush in a small crowd, it's an intimate setting, there are a few tables. If you don't eat, they don't notice you don't eat. And today people are on diet. Very neat of people. Many are on diet, but very few don't eat cake at a Kiddush. But, you know, there could be other reasons.
Back to Yashar,
I don't know how nipper it is. If it's an intimate setting and you're sitting around the table, it would be noticeable. If it's like you have hair and stand around, walk around Kiddush, who's going to notice? Kula printed B'Shem Rav Moshe, which it's very off topic, but Rav Moshe had a kula, has a tshuva printed as a tshuva to Rav Ruvein, his son Rav Ruvein, allowing people. Rav Moshe's Kiddush, there are two dinim in Kiddush Makom Suda. We all know that if you make Kiddush, you don't need a meal, you're not yet to Kiddush. The Gemara says that there was a Rafista, made Kiddush without eating, he was the Yaitse Kiddush. So Rav Moshe has the Kiddush to follow. He says there are two dinim in Kiddush. One is a matir. Kiddush is a matir for you to eat. There's another halacha that you must make Kiddush Makom Suda. Rav Moshe says a separate thing. Let's say you go to a Kiddush, and you make Bar Piyagafen, and you don't want to eat cake. So you make Bar Piyagafen, you drink some wine, drink some soda, you go home. When you get home, you have to make Kiddush again. You weren't Yaitse Kiddush Makom Suda. But the Kiddush you made at the time, in the Kiddush was a matir, and you could drink the soda, even though you're not yet to the Kiddush. Now, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that was printed to Chayav, he alludes to this, he doesn't say what it is, he says, Yesh li Kiddush b'zeh, b'chidushai al meseftes tzachim, on Parag Arbe tzachim. But he doesn't write what it is. Posthumously, they printed, there was not enough of his written Torah on Arbe tzachim to print a volume on the Paragraph of Tzachim. This was printed as a tshuva to Rav Ruvein. So I went to Rav Ruvein and I asked him this question, whether it was written as a tshuva to you. He said it wasn't. It was written as a Chidushei Torah. And in order to put it into the tshuva, they have to write it was written to someone. So he wrote it was written to me. He told me how this came about. He said when Moshe came to FTJ in the 30s, it was the Depression years, in Tiferet Yerushalayim, they had a Kiddush every Shabbos after davening. The Kiddush was sponge cake, marble cake, and wine and grape juice. And the reason that they had it every week was because there were many people who didn't have what to eat. The poverty then was terrible. And this is before FDR's social net. And people literally didn't have what to eat, and they had Kiddush. So it came Pesach, they didn't know what to do. Because now, I don't know if they didn't want to serve gebracht because of gebracht or because it's just expensive to make out of matzah meal, but they couldn't serve. So the person in charge set up a kiddush, and the entire kiddush was wine, grape juice, and hard-boiled eggs. That was the kiddush. And they asked Rav Moshe whether they could participate in such a kiddush lo b'makom suda. Rav Moshe then said, there's a Mordechai Tzachim, and the Mordechai Tzachim is Klari Hold at two dinim. Kiddush is a matir, Kiddush Makom Suda. So therefore, he was mekel. Was Rav Moshe mekel l'chatchila on such a thing? Rav Ruvein said, I'm not sure. L'chatchila to rely, it's not, it's certainly not like the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like not like the Mechaber. He said, I'm not sure. I remember one Pesach, I was in Tarvid Av, and after davening, there was a bris in someone's home. So they announced after davening that they waited for the busis, and the bris wasn't in the yeshiva, it was in the house. I don't know what Shabbos Pesach, I don't remember. But they didn't bring the baby to shul, and they announced that the bris would be in 15 minutes, and so this is his address. So Pam told me, quick, let's run home, make Kiddush, eat something. And then Pam was afraid they'll come to the bris, they'll be mechabedim with the kashal bracha, have to make Baruch Piyagasa. And then you didn't know if you'll be designers there. So the problem came to Shloim Ben Malkus. He said, quick, let's run home. So he started going home. Rav Blut, Rav Elimelech Blut, David and Tarav Adasa. So we were standing together. So he told me, you know, Rav Moshe has this Kiddush. That doesn't matter. So Rav Pop told him, Yesh Kayach, and he still ran home and he made Kiddush. Because it's such a big Kiddush that, you know, Lechatchila, you try to get. So whether Moshe meant the Lechatchila or under the circumstances, he said it was written to Rav Ruvain, because Rav Ruvain was then a youngster. I don't know how long was he born, I'm not sure. But he said that he learned to do sugya with his father, so when they wrote the Tshuva, they wrote it to Rav Ruvain. How was he born? He wasn't born in the 30s. But it must have been later that they went through it. So. In America. So at any rate, that's the what? The of wine, according to one day, is good enough. Let's just finish the Simon so we can stop Bishul Akum next week by learning Simte Zayin. Yesh Mishu Aymer, Shahanizar Ipas Akum, Buhu Bederech. Someone is Nizar Ipas Akum and he's traveling. Yesh Pasha Yisrael Ad Dalad Milim Yamtin. That he has to wait up to Dalad Mil, which is 72 minutes of traveling. Ukvar is by well, the Nayig in the Hakel. The Ramah says that we're Nayig to be Makel if someone is the Derech. Now, there's an interesting Shaila. When it says a Shear of Mil, a Dalad Mil, and it says, for example, to Dabble with Minyan, you have to travel on 1 mil out of your way. To Dabble with Minyan. How much is a Mil? So a mil is usually 3/4 of a mile, or 18 minutes. Now, if in walking time, not quite 18 minutes, 3/4, depends how quickly you walk, but the question is a share in time, is a share in distance? If you have a car, and you can go from here to Landau, if here to Landau is more than a mile, but with a car, at night, Zakadai, do you want to go to Bar? How do you measure the time? It's a similar Shaila, but Gabi Tfilas Haderech. Tfilas Haderech requires a distance of Parsa, which is also 4 mil. And the question is that 72 minutes traveling time out of the city, or is that a distance? People of Mansi, many people live in Mansi, do not say Tfilas Haderech. I assume they rely that the traveling time is not. Traveling time to the bridge, which is the city, is not 72 minutes. I assume that's what they're relying on. If you go by distance, you certainly have to say Tfilas Haderech. So in Hilchos Tfilas Haderech, there's no mention made of this Shaila. Again, if you look for it all day, you're not going to find it. But the Pisrei Tshuva here in Hilchos Afiyas Akum talked about this Shaila, believe it or not. When it says you have to travel down the mill for Pas Yisrael, then you bring. The last is Chachuva Vav, the Sefer Chachmas Adam Klaus Amachei Kasa, our Kapar Bladei is Ushir Mil Tzorech Leimach, Afili Eina Helech Lashon. 4 mil is if you're traveling there anyway, you have to wait the Zman of 4 mil. If it's out of your way, then the Zman is, the Shir is a mil. The Kaimalan Lagabel, or the Tzila Lachrav Ad Mil. Right? I don't know, Ramal Lagabel, that's looking at Linatel. But Til Tidayim, and Tfila, you have to go lachor avadil. By mitzvah space, yais and simen lamed hay. The ein chilah ben roichev al sus, I helech berachlav. No difference if you're going by foot or riding a horseback. The chayne by derech ra or traffic. Derech ra, the road is bad. Ela b'zei yesh chilah kibu helech levadil, helech and bevanav ubnei beisai. If you're going alone or with your family, it takes longer to travel with the family. So then there's a difference. But if you're going by horse or by foot, there's no chilek. And what's the din? No difference. You go by foot or by horseback. And therefore, it is. He only mentioned time.
Right. How quickly will you get to that dollar?
No matter how you I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, this is his thing. I should mention again, as I mentioned in the past, it's not clear if he's talking about paspalter. If he's talking about paspalter, then it's clear. Yehanizami pasakum, that he's talking about paspalter. If he's talking about pasakum mamish, so he's talking again about that shit that was makel in a place that ain't pasha Yisrael Matsui, that you can be makel until the paschal, in fifth ches, it was a yesh mishayimah that way. And your first, that's two pages back, and the this one. Yeah, there was a yesh mishayimah, the makam she'in paltam matzi, kwal mutat osh of alibad. Now, it's not shchiya bayas, because bayas, we always have paltam matzi. But, all right, so we completed Pasakum, and Yitzhashem, next week we begin Bishul Akum.